Hey there, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you today?
I'm finding yourself.
I'm doing well, no complaints. Say, you're the only one on here right now. Do you have any questions about this content this past week?
Not particularly at the moment. I don't. I just really was logging in just to, kind of get feedback to see what, how you would, do office hours. And if anybody else might have any pertinent questions that I may have not grasped something for the information, just in an effort to try to be as prepared as possible for the exam on Monday.
Right. So, I had or have several like case studies prepared in case we had a lot of participation. One thing that I always like suggest to students is if you can answer these five questions, like five and a half questions about any content, then you can take care of a patient who has that, and then therefore you can answer any question on it. It's just simple questions of what is it? What does it look like? Who's at risk for it? How do we fix it? What are we worried about? And then patient education. So if you can answer those five, you should be set. You should be good.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm happy to answer any specific questions that you might have or anything that's come up while you've been studying.
Okay, no, I don't have anything.
Okay. Is there anything I can do for you?
And I'm gonna go back and just maybe try to incorporate some of the education to, what I'm reviewing. I don't think I did that part. Just yet that I can recall. But other than that, I just kind of got to get a little bit more of a handle on the endocrine. But I think it's okay.
Yeah. And I know the endocrine is more of Miss Montgomery's, but yeah, try to if you can just get a base knowledge, but yeah, patient education is a huge aspect of anything that we do as nurses. So it's always good to, know the different things to teach those people, whether it's like why they're taking the certain medication for it, or just any of the disease process, as well as like what to watch out for, when to, seek care, etc.
Okay. Do we need to get really in depth into like the diabetes when we're talking about like the desmopressin, knowing about the different insulins and, onset peak duration?
So, and a lot of that, and once again, this is Miss Montgomery's teaching, but if, I'll check with her after the fact, and if I said anything
I
that I
can't
need
hear
to
you
correct,
anymore.
I said that. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I lost you for a moment. I couldn't hear you any longer.
I apologize about that. I was saying that is Miss Montgomery's content. Anything that she needs to add to that, we'll definitely reach out. I would say, and a lot of that just goes back to patient teaching. If when you're dealing with clients who have diabetes, they definitely need to know the differences in the insulins because that's going to affect them in different ways. For instance, if they think that they're taking a dose of a long-acting insulin and they actually are taking a dose of a short-acting insulin, it could bottom them out. So I would definitely look into all the differences.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I think that's all I had regarding my questions. So I'll log out and then I'll just look at the replay just in case anything else comes up.
Absolutely. You have a good night.
Thank you. You too.